Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. Blind people are having a nightmare crossing roads when the buskers are bashing out their tunes. Buskers and street performers in Hammersmith and Fulham could be banned from using amplifiers in the town centre after complaints that they make the streets unsafe for blind and visually impaired people. In future, using microphones, loudspeakers, megaphones and loud hailers in Hammersmith's major thoroughfares could lead to people being slapped with £100 fines. Blind residents have told the council that the crossing around the gyratory can already be dangerous, but it's made worse when the noise of traffic or crossing signals is drowned out by amplified music or speech. Former Royal Navy serviceman and chair of the borough's Older People's Commission, Brian Naylor, has age-related macular degeneration and relies on the noise of passing vehicles and the traffic light pedestrian crossing signals to know when to cross the road safely. Mr. Naylor, 81, said, "The noise of the traffic is quite loud and can already drown out the crossing sound." He says he'd already had several near misses crossing at Hammersmith's Crossing and elsewhere, especially when drivers run red lights. "It can be quite dangerous for people like myself," he added. "I'm not against buskers or Salvation Army bands or anyone who is entertaining the public. I just think there's some places it's not particularly helpful when there's somebody trying to cross." Mr. Naylor, who is a volunteer speaker for the Macular Society and Blind Veterans, said he began losing his sight about 7 years ago and has lived in Hammersmith for 30 years, so knows the streets well. "Visually impaired people do not need to be mollycoddled or wrapped up in cotton wool, but anything that helps make navigating the streets easier and safer would be welcomed," he added. The council's consultation says the extra noise generated by amplifiers can also be particularly disorientating for people with hearing impairments. A public spaces protection order would cover the gyratory and area around Hammersmith tube stations, the length of King Street and part of Beeden Road. Anyone who breached the order by using equipment to amplify speech or music, such as microphones, loudspeakers, megaphones and loud hailers, could be fined £100 if they ignore a warning. There would be exceptions for council-organised events. According to the Royal National Institute of Blind People, around 360,000 people are registered blind or partially sighted in the UK. But almost 2 million people have a sight problem that has a serious impact on their daily lives. An ageing population means that by 2050, 4.1 million people are predicted to be affected by sight loss in the UK. Let's use guide dogs to help Charles Bonnet syndrome sufferers. Since I founded Esme's Umbrella to raise awareness of Charles Bonnet syndrome, CBS, a terrifying side effect of sight loss, I have met a considerable number of guide dogs. These animals are extraordinary in their ability to lead their severely visually impaired owners through the most complex routes and situations. One such dog is Kika, a white Labrador who is owned by Dr. Amit Patel. Both were present last week at the world's first patient day for CBS, hosted by Esme's Umbrella at Moorfields Eye Hospital in central London. Amit and Elizabeth Bayo, with her guide dog Yasmin, joined us and described their experiences of losing sight and developing CBS. Both Amit and Elizabeth spoke movingly of their different vivid, silent visual hallucinations and how the condition brought fear into their lives. Many in the audience, patients, ophthalmologists, medical students, eye clinic liaison officers, rehabilitation officers for the visually impaired, and representatives of all the large eye charities, had not appreciated just what a negative impact CBS has on a person's quality of life. Amit is tormented by a figure of a girl dressed in white with blood pouring down her face, but Kika is his lifeline in more ways than one. Like the alert dogs trained by the Medical Detection Dogs charity, Kika's heightened awareness can sense when Amit is about to experience an episode of CBS. She moves to him and places her head on his lap, where she stays until the hallucination has disappeared. The fact that she senses the hallucination even before it appears is amazing. She acts as a warning to Amit and then comforts him during the episode. Having seen the work of the medical detection dogs, both sniffing for cancer and providing alerts for owners with diseases like diabetes, Addison's or epilepsy, I'm not at all surprised at Kika's super sensitivity to Amit's condition. In the same way that an alert dog can sense when the owner's condition is changing and medication is needed, we have to assume that something in Amit's body changes, even without him realising, before the hallucination develops. Having Kika has enabled Amit to regain his confidence, which he lost with his sight 5 years ago. While studying medicine at Cambridge, where he qualified as a trauma doctor specialising in emergency medicine and major incidents, Amit was diagnosed with keratoconus. This is a condition that changes the shape of the corneas, causing them to bulge outward and form a rounded cone shape. The cornea is the transparent front part of the eye, covering the iris, pupil, and anterior chamber, acting as a barrier against dirt, germs, and other particles that can harm the eye. It accounts for about two-thirds of the eye's optical power, playing an important role in focusing the vision. Keratoconus is a progressive thinning of the cornea and is most prevalent in teenagers and adults in their 20s, a category into which age group Amit fell. Very often, keratoconus is treated with corneal transplants, but Amit's body rejected the transplants. Still searching for a cure, he went to the USA for groundbreaking stem cell surgery, which was only available there at the time. The outcome was even worse. This time he experienced a hemorrhage at the back of his eyes. 36 hours later, he was blind, just a year after he married his wife, Seema. Having learned to live with his sight loss and adapted his life, Amit is now a disability rights campaigner, motivational speaker, and independent accessibility consultant, helping others who are travelling the same journey. He and Kika both tweet about the challenges that people with sight loss face every day, from negotiating cars parked on the pavement to being knocked over by someone who jumped the lights riding a child's scooter. They also highlight happier news, such as the helpfulness of the staff at the London Underground or the new roommate device that offers an audio description of the room you enter. Amit's work has been recognised with the Prime Minister's Points of Light Award for outstanding UK volunteers who are making a change in the community.
This week's visually impaired tip of the week is all about travelling. Tip 1, travel companies. Before setting off, research some of the organisations that offer information on accessible travelling in and around the UK. Tip 2, travel assistance. Travel assistance is available on most forms of transport. Ensure you let your travel agent or tour operator know in advance if you need any extra assistance, so there's enough time to organise the support you need. Tip 3. Travel discounts. There are a variety of travel discounts available to partially and blind people. If you're registered as blind or partially sighted, you can receive free or discounted travel on buses. National Rail offer cheap train fares for those who are registered with a sight condition. Tip 4, alternative formats. You may require information in Braille or large print, so make sure you do so in advance, as some organisations may take a while to print out certain information or handouts.